This is Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Thursday, February 12, 2026. I'm Rick Bierling in for Joe Bilecki. In local news, regional economic development nonprofit The Right Place has released its new three-year strategic plan. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
The Right Place launched its strategic plan for regional economic growth by speaking with over 550 community stakeholders, outlining a three-year roadmap positioning Greater Grand Rapids as the most resilient, productive, and equitable regional economy in the nation.
The focus on people, place, and prosperity is sort of a comprehensive economic development strategy.
That's The Right Place's president and CEO, Randy Thalen. One initiative includes expanding employer engagement with K-12 and higher education institutions.
Getting more students and companies aligned in that high school window of time so they leave high school with greater purpose. Those students perform at a higher level throughout their career.
Thalen says placemaking projects like the Acrisure Amphitheater and the Amway Stadium must also continue for Grand Rapids to attract and maintain workers.
And I think across the board, it's really elevate, right? How do we go from good to great in some of these practices? More placemaking projects that elevate the quality of life of our communities and more diversified job opportunities for our community.
You can read the full strategic plan online at rightplace.org. I'm David Limbaugh.
Grand Rapids Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Ledrian Roby says she is grateful for the opportunity to continue serving. WGVU's Phil Dawson reports the Board of Education is extending her contract for another year.
Thank you for the opportunity to continue to serve.
Superintendent Dr. Ledrian Roby's three-year contract with the Grand Rapids Public Schools was scheduled to expire this June. She asked the board for a one-year extension.
There are lots of things that we have to continue to do together.
The board vote to approve the extension was 5-2. Kimberly Bocek was a yes.
Dr. Roby, I'm so happy to have you on for another year. I look forward to continuing working with you.
Board Treasurer Eleanor Marino was a no. Marino said it was a vote for salary equity in the district.
If we're thinking about equity, there are other bargaining units and other staff who are lower paid that we also need to consider. So my vote is specific to that. I want to ensure that everyone is paid fairly.
Roby is paid about $300,000 a year in salary and benefits. She says her contract extension will help continue the district's momentum and prepare for a strong handoff to the next superintendent.
We have a lot of work to do in our district. I do appreciate the opportunity to continue to serve and will do so with vigor and just gratitude.
I'm Phil Dawson.
Heart of West Michigan United Way is giving back to local veterans and their families through Operation United. WGVU's David Limbaugh explains how.
Now in its seventh year, Operation United deploys volunteers to the homes of veterans, active duty service members, and surviving military spouses, assisting with landscaping and outdoor home repair projects. Director of Events and Public Relations for Heart of West Michigan United Way, Mary Beth Gruen.
A lot of times veterans are the last people to ask for help. And so for a lot of our veterans, either because of their age or physical limitations or financial limitations, they're unable to do some of these basic work, and it kind of just builds up from there.
On average, 36 Kent, Ottawa, and Allegan County families receive landscaping and outdoor home repairs each year. Work can include refuse removal, mulching, planting, and lawn mowing.
For a lot of veterans, just seeing that someone cares and is willing to spend the day for them, it means so much. For our older veterans, a lot of them are homebound and they don't get out much.
Operation United Service Day is April 22nd. I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up, WGVU's Shelley Irwin with Gustavo Perez from Kent County Community Action about the 38th annual Walk for Warmth. In state news, Michigan officials yesterday unveiled an $88.1 billion proposal for the next state budget. Colin Jackson has more.
The governor's office is promoting the planned spending on education, growing the economy, and health care. That health care piece includes responding to federal changes to the social safety net, like new rules to qualify for Medicaid and food assistance, and cuts to federal spending on the programs. State Budget Director Jen Flood says Michigan will face billions of dollars in extra costs over the next few years, meaning the state needs to raise revenue.
It's not going to be easy, but we've proven we can do hard things, and we must do these hard things. Michiganders deserve leaders who will deliver on what matters most.
The governor's proposing higher taxes on nicotine products, online gambling, and digital ads to pay for her plan. Republicans in control of the Michigan House oppose the idea. I'm Colin Jackson.
House Speaker Matt Hall says he's going to stand firm against revenue options in Governor Gretchen Whitmer's budget proposal, even if that means missing the deadline for having a spending plan in place for the second year in a row. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Hall, the top Republican at the state capitol, poured cold water on the idea of pulling money from the state's rainy day savings as part of any plan to close a budget gap, as well as proposed new taxes on nicotine products and online gambling. Hall says he sees plenty of room to cut spending and is willing to push past the July 1st deadline for schools and many local governments to get his way.
I think whether we make a deal early or late depends on how dug in the Democrats are on increasing taxes, raiding the rainy day fund.
Hall says he's on board with tax breaks for seniors and families with kids in school that are part of the governor's budget. He says Republicans will push for a bigger property tax cut than the one Whitmer's called for. I'm Rick Pluta.
And a grand jury has refused to indict six Democratic members of Congress, including Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. The grand jury was convened by the U.S. Justice Department over a video the lawmakers made. In the video, members of the group remind members of the military they must not follow illegal orders. Slotkin says the Trump administration is going after them to squelch free speech and create a climate of fear.
If the president can do this to us, to sitting senators, who else can he do it to? What can he do to a business leader, to a community leader, or to the mom on TikTok who goes viral because she's criticizing the president?
Trump originally said the video was, quote, seditious and, quote, punishable by death. Slotkin says she and her family have faced numerous death threats since then. That is state and West Michigan news here on Focus West Michigan from WGVU. Kent County Community Action is hosting its 38th annual Walk for Warmth, dedicated to raising funds to help keep the heat on for families in Kent County who have received a utility shutoff notice. WGVU's Shelley Irwin spoke with Gustavo Perez for the details.
Kent County Community Action hosts its 38th annual Walk for Warmth. Mark your calendar for Saturday, February 28th. Gustavo Perez back in the house. Year number three, we talked together for an important cause. I'm glad that you are here on behalf of KCCA. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having me.
Remind me of the good work KCCA does.
Well, we do a multitude of things, but primarily we focus on folks that are struggling, a lot of folks dealing with utility bills specifically. Right now, heating assistance is a big one, obviously, with the weather we've been having. Water utility is something else that we provide, and also electric. We also provide electric utility assistance. Our goal is to make sure that families don't have to make a difficult decision when it comes to trying to keep up with their bills. They don't have to make a decision for food or paying their rent or mortgage. We can try to help alleviate and relieve some of that stress.
Who is your community?
Everyone in Kent County. Everyone in Kent County. We serve last year over 14,000 families. In 2025, we were able to assist in some way. We also provide food access, food distribution programs, assisted over 125,000 food boxes out to the community. And so that was an increase over the previous 2 years. So that has also been just a high demand for families that are in need right now.
So heating assistance for Kent County residents is needed now more than ever.
Yes, we're seeing folks come to us with just their utility bills are much higher than they have been. I think we've had some recent, some record freeze. And so a lot of folks are coming to us with their utility bills just a little bit higher than we're used to seeing. And obviously rent has also been a challenge for the last few years.
So what is the importance of this 38th annual Walk for Warmth, Gustavo?
It's an awareness campaign, really, so that folks are aware, your community, your neighbors are struggling, and they're just trying to get by, trying to keep up. We talk to a lot of households that, are doing everything right. You know, they're working, they're trying to pay their bills, but, one accident away, one situation away, they get behind and it becomes difficult for them. So this is an awareness campaign. It's also an opportunity to raise much-needed funds to help close the gap and assist more households. 100% of your donations for this walk go right back to the community. We want you to join us for the walk for the awareness. We want you, if you can't join us for the walk, you can donate You can show support as a family-friendly, pet-friendly event. Bring the whole family. I'm bringing our pet, Coda, and my two kiddos and my wife are joining me, and we're going to do the walk, and I want to see you there.
Saturday, February 28th, where are we headed?
It is at 121 Martin Luther King at the Kent County Human Services Complex. We'll get started with a small program at about 9 a.m. There'll be coffee, hot chocolate, donuts, pastries. Come join us for that small, brief presentation at 9 a.m. You can register at starting at 8:30 a.m. or register online right now at our website. The walk starts at 9:30, and it's not a very long walk. Yeah. It's a very short walk.
Can
it's
I ask
a little
that?
Less than
yeah.
a mile that we ask you, you know, dressed accordingly, obviously, wear appropriate shoes, and make sure you dress warm.
As you mentioned, the monies raised through Walk for Warmth go directly to Kent County families in need. If a family is in need, what's that first step?
The first step, visit our website. That is the first step. You have all of our resources there. You can give us a call. You can also visit us at 121 Martin Luther King to get more information. But if you're struggling, you're not sure what to do, give us a call. If we can't help you directly, we would ask that you at least talk to us so we can find an agency, an organization, a partner that can help you.
So there is help out there.
Yes, yes. And we have limited resources, but we want people to know that at least come to us so we can know what the demand is. And we're continuing to raise money all year round for this. This is not just a one-time thing. We raise money all year round. We look for resources. But if they visit our website, kentcountymi.gov/KCCA, that's the best way to reach us.
Do you use volunteers?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, our food distribution program, 125,000 food boxes last year, over 64,000 hours of volunteers. Volunteer hours were completed in 2025. So we live and breathe by our volunteers. So visit our website as well to find out how you can volunteer packing or distributing food boxes or helping with our seniors that we provide meals to.
And I trust come summertime you also assist with the cooling needs that residents need.
Yes, utility assistance all year round. So we also weatherize homes, make them more energy efficient, which is a big program we've been doing for about 50 years now. More information on our website on that as well. So we really try to make everything that we do, every service that we provide, is to help households just be able to afford and stay and live healthy in their homes.
All right. We've said it several times. We'll say it one more time. What is the best way to find out more information about the walk on the 28th and or how to get help, Gustavo?
Visit our website, www.kentcountymi.gov/KCCA or /walkforwarmth. You can visit us, our website, anytime, or 121 Martin Luther King is where we're located.
Do you get to touch base one-on-one with some of the families getting assistance? Do you get the up close and personal?
I had a recent story about a family that, I talked about having a medical situation. The spouse had some medical needs and it was unforeseen. And now they had to figure out how to, you know, keep up with those medical payments. And they made some choices to, hey, let's stay on top of the medical bills. Maybe we'll not pay our utility bill this month, and then we'll try to catch up next month. Well, that becomes a domino effect. And then before you know it, you're behind on multiple things. And that's what happened to this family. And so when they came to us with, a couple $1,000 in what they owe in, you know, rent, utilities and everything. And really not sure how they were going to make that up. And so, we always encourage households, if you feel like you're going to get to that point, you know, try to reach out to us as soon as you can so that we can prevent that from happening. We don't want you to get to a point and we want to alleviate that stress. So we've had, and that's just one household that I've been, that I know of. And there's many, thousands of households we help every year.
Yes, and help by attending the walk on February 28th. All right, Gustavo Perez, back to work you go on behalf of that Kent County Community Action Office that you lead. Take care to you.
Thank you.
And that's Focus West Michigan for Thursday, February 12th, 2026. I'm Rick Bierling in for Joe Bilecki. Patrick Center is WGBU's News and Public Affairs Director. We will see you tomorrow.